From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, April 22nd, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Wyndham Journal that plans are in the works for a second musical appeal to state officials by the Lexington Broadband Initiative Improvisational Choir. Anyone interested in helping to move the plan for improved cell and internet service in Lexington forward is invited to join the group April 24 at St. Francis de Sales Church to record Secondhand Woes, featuring special lyrics by Bonnie Blatter. The rehearsal begins at 1 p.m. A video recording of the event will be made and posted on YouTube and then broadcast locally. The group's previous efforts, the Broadband Anthem, fell on deaf ears in Albany, and Lexington learned it was ineligible to apply for the New York broadband funding. The rules for Round 2 funding are expected to be released sometime this summer. You can read that full story in the Wyndham Journal. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Central Hudson has asked the State Public Service Commission to require small energy producers to help fund the cost of maintaining the electrical grid. The Poughkeepsie-based company is one of six utilities and three private companies making the request under the name Solar Progress Partnership. According to a Central Hudson spokesman, because of the way the current metering program is designed, as the number of customers using solar or wind systems increase, costs will increase for those who obtain their electricity from the grid. Under the partnership's proposal to the PSC, a fee would be charged when solar installations are connected to the grid. Existing rooftop solar programs would be allowed to continue as is through 2019. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Rick Carlin is reporting at Capital Confidential that the State Department of Taxation and Finance has halted 239,000 suspicious tax refunds during the current tax season. The department has said this has resulted in an estimated $400 million in savings, an increase of 18% over the same period last year. The increase is largely attributable to the use of evolving software. The state's business analytics program uses predictive analysis and rules to determine when to process a refund request and when to set it aside for further review. When criminal activity is expected, the tax department investigates the case and, if appropriate, refers the matter to the criminal prosecutors. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Wyndham Journal on a recent bond raising at Tannerville's Mountaintop Arboretum. There are also plans to add a four-season educational center to the 159-acre wild forest and wetland. Arboretum Executive Director Joan Kutcher said, and I quote, "We're excited about expanding our program," end quote. The gates are not locked at the Arboretum for visiting any time. You can read that full story in the Wyndham Journal. On April 19th, the Department of Environmental Conservation announced its 2016 regional grant awards. Locally, the following organizations got funding: Columbia Land Conservancy, $72,000, Rensselaer Land Trust, $40,000, Rensselaer Plateau Alliance, $30,000, Dutchess Land Conservancy, $10,000, Scenic Hudson, $37,000, and Woodstock Land Conservancy, $10,000. For our final story, Jesse McKinley in the New York Times reports that though it appears Democrat Todd D. Kominsky won the District 9 State Senate race April 19th and the tie between Republicans and Democrats in the legislative branch has been broken, little may change in Albany. First, Kominsky leads by 780 votes with 2,917 absentee votes outstanding. But if he wins, Democrats would have more seats in the Senate than Republicans, but they still might not control the chamber. McKinley writes, and I quote, "Democrats are effectively split into three groups, about two dozen traditional members led by Andrea Stewart Cousins of Westchester County, five independent Democrats led by Jeffrey D. Klein of the Bronx and Westchester, and Cynthia Fielder of Brooklyn, who caucuses with Republicans to help form their slim majority. Fielder says he will continue to caucus with the Republicans." You can read that full story in the New York Times. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of showers for today, then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon. It will be cloudy with a high near 74 degrees. For Friday night, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 9 p.m., then a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 51. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday it will be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with the temperature high near 62 degrees. For Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 33. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 59 degrees. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 42. Sunrise today was at 6:01 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:45 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 22nd day of April 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.